Welcome to Big Broadway Energy, the podcast with your host, Stephen Reardon. That's me. Thanks for being here, fans of Broadway and theater and fans of our fabulous little Hamlet here in St. Pete. Over the last few months, I've been talking a lot about the studio at 620 because there's so much to talk about. And this season has been a powerful one for the studio, now led by the incomparable Erica Sutherland. This season concludes with the musical Passing Strange. Now, if you've not heard of this musical, it is like nothing you have ever seen. And if you have not seen anything at the studio this season and you wanted to wait, the wait is over. You have to come see this brilliant show. We're going to get into the premise of the show and why it fits so perfectly into the studio season this year. But first, I want to introduce my guests. They are both featured in this extraordinary cast of Passing Strange. Please welcome Olivia Neal and Shakar Smith to Big Broadway Energy. Hi, guys.
Hey. What's up?
Welcome. We're so glad you're here. Like I said, I've been a fan of this show for a lot of years. I'm a big fan of the studio. It's my artistic home as well. And a big fan of Erica Sutherland. So you are already grandfathered into my fandom. So I'm so excited to have you both here. Now, I saw this show back when it was on Broadway. I loved it. I really did. I was blown away by the artistry of it and by the way the narrator tells the story. Olivia, could you give us a brief synopsis of the play and then both of you maybe a bit about each of your characters?
Sure. So for me, the play, and I think what's so special about this play, it's different for everyone, right? We follow the life of this young gentleman that has grown up under the thumb of his mother. She's very kind of demanding in a way almost, but we really see the growth from this young boy that's 14 all the way up and all the experiences and the challenges that he faces while he's trying to understand how he fits into this world and what things really mean for him.
And yeah. You play the mother.
I play the mother. I think what's very funny about the mother is that she really puts a lot of her dreams into her son, I think. And I think that, I don't feel as if though she really shares a lot of that, which is where sometimes maybe he can get lost because she's not really been honest about herself. She's not been honest with herself. So, yeah.
I love that. That's the take. That's Olivia's take. And since she said it's different for everybody, Shakar, what's your take on this show and who do you play?
I play youth. And my take on this show is pretty similar. Just from my lens, it's about a black boy who grows up in a middle class, single parent home, and he's on the journey to find the real. And he's an artist, and he just feels like he doesn't fit into what society has forced him to be. And so he drifts off and he goes on this journey, and he's looking for love. He's looking for his true self. He's looking for a purpose. He's looking for validation. He's looking for freedom. And I think he travels to these places that teaches him something different about himself and how to actually find it. But it is kind of weird because he's running away from it instead of finding it. And I think this show is so close to my life. It almost feels autobiographical in a way, which is kind of, it's eerie, but it's a beautiful piece. I love it. It's my favorite musical.
And what an opportunity too, if it feels autobiographical, to be able to use your art to tell maybe your story in a way. Kind of makes it even so much more personal, right? Mm. I love that you're called youth and you're called mother. Now, what Stu has done, now Stu is the poet, the songwriter, the genius behind Passing Strange. And what he's done is he's really created these characters and I think intentionally made them a little vague so that everyone could see themselves in them, yeah? And I think that's what's so brilliant about what he did. I love storytelling that feels like an autobiography. Joys, pains, memories, style, form, like, it just stayed with me for such a long time.
Yeah.
And it was written and produced on Broadway, written before, but produced on Broadway in 2008. And it was before we were seeing different ways of telling stories on Broadway. There's so much at stake on Broadway. There's so much money at stake. And there's Broadway producers are so afraid to try new things. And Passing Strange showed up and blew it up. And I think that's the way to do art, is blow it up. I love it. Yeah. So what connects you both as artists to this material?
The music, for sure. Yeah, I graduated from Pinellas County Center for the Arts.
Yes, you did. Coming home.
Coming home in musical theater.
I know, and how great.
I went to Pace to study musical theater because it wasn't like your traditional musical theater experience. It was like new musical theater, super diverse, super edgy. Everyone had their own style. And I think the beauty of the school that I chose was that let's just hone in on your own style versus fitting into the big Broadway way, right? And this musical, it goes against the grain. The music is edgy. It's rock. It's soul. It touches on classic musical theater at some points and jazz. And I connect to that because my artistry is very versatile.
Sure.
I have music that is drum and bass. I have music that's R&B. I have music that's neo-soul. And I think to be able to tell the story and emote through acting, through music, is beautiful.
Yeah, it's so true. You said Big Broadway. The title of this show is Big Broadway Energy on purpose. Oh. Because when I was a kid and going community theater, when I was trying to do this for a living before I got to New York City, every cheesy director was like, Big Broadway Energy, everybody.
Yeah.
And to your point, not everything has to be that. If you have something in your heart and you want to tell that story, people will come. They will come and they will experience it, and it doesn't have to fit in a box. And I love that you brought that up. Olivia, what touches you about this show?
What touches me so much about this show is the fact that this is about a middle-class Black family, right? But we get to see a different side of Black people in this play, but in such a way where it brings out rock and it brings out hardcore music and different ways that we don't always get to see ourselves. Mm. And I love that about this show, but I also love the storyline behind it, because removing the color from it, everyone would be able to identify to some character somewhere along the line in their life to this show. There is something that everyone can walk away from and have a mirror up to them and say, I did that. When you get older, sometimes you forget all of the choices that you made to get to the spot that you're at right now. And it exposes some of the things that maybe as you become an adult, you never really sat back to think about, some of the changes that happened in your life, some of the decisions that you made to bring you there. So I love how this story exposes that.
I do too. It's so true. I think maybe that's why I was attracted to it, because listen, I'm a middle class white kid from Florida. Didn't get a lot of culture. I went to Catholic school, for God's sake. I wanted to go to PCCA, but I had to go to Catholic school. And so I remember moving to New York City when I was 18 years old. And that was when I started to experience the truth of humanity, because it exposes you to things that you don't even think you're missing really until you have them. And then you're thinking, wait a minute. This is what life is, really. This is what it should be. The experiences of other people giving you a whole new experience. And it's such a beautiful show. The play was written by a critically acclaimed singer, songwriter, and playwright named Stu, which I mentioned a little earlier. He developed the piece for quite a while before he made it to Broadway. I love that the title comes from William Shakespeare, though. I love that is, again, breaking down the barrier of what you might think it is when you see the marketing or you look up Stu and you're thinking, that might not be for me. Yeah. Listen, this is from a little blurb from a show. I'm going to test you guys and see if you know the show. My story being done, she gave me for my pains a world of sighs. She swore in faith, 'twas strange, 'twas passing strange, 'twas pitiful, 'twas wondrous pitiful. She'd wished she had not heard it, yet she wished that heaven had made her such a man. Do we know what show it's from?
Is that Hamlet?
Close.
Macbeth?
I was thinking Macbeth, but
it's Othello.
I've actually never read Othello. Is that crazy?
No,
but
it's not crazy.
It's one of my dream roles.
Oh, yeah. Othello is beautiful.
That makes sense why he would use Othello for this particular piece.
And I didn't know it until I was doing the research for this show. I knew Passing Strange is a show and I knew I loved it, but I was always like, what's that title about? You start to think, you understand within the context of the show what it means, because they really do a great job at kind of giving us why. And passing is such an interesting word and is used in lots of different contexts in the show. But I wanted to know where it was from. So when I did the research and I thought to myself, okay, so he was already breaking down the barriers, because Shakespeare, well, that was his job, to do the exact same thing and disrupt what theater was and make it rowdy and make it crazy and make it surprising. So I just thought it was cool that Stu had this vision and it's continuing to bring new people into the fold. So are there any moments in this show or lyrics that really hit, and many hit more than others, or maybe feel super personal to you, or anything that whenever you hear it, you're like, ooh, that's it?
I'm going to mess up the line here, but okay. I'm really going to be paraphrasing here. But the one line, and it kind of goes back to what I was saying before, but the one line that always sticks out to me is the line about how crazy it is that your adult life is basically based off a, what was it?
A stone teenager.
Yeah.
When it hits, you're like, wow, that's for real.
That's true. You may not have been stoned, but you were a teenager. As teenagers, we didn't make the best decisions.
Stoned or not stoned, your brain's not developed yet. That's what he means.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you're making these emotional decisions based on what you think you want.
Yep. 14 years old, by the time you graduate, you're expected to say, okay, this is the path that I'm getting ready to go down. And that for me, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing.
No one does.
Yeah.
No one does. I think that's so true. Shakar, do you have one that you love?
It's not that long of a line, but it resonated with me when I read it at 18. And I always thought about this. I'm 31 now. And it's in the same monologue that Stu's talking. And he just says, time is a construct. Mm-hmm. And that hits me because it's just, wow. What you can do with time, the amount of time, the length of time, how short time can be, and how we always take time for granted. Mm-hmm. It hits me hard every time. And I think about this throughout the whole show because we're traveling time.
Without a doubt.
We're traveling time. And sometimes it feels longer. Sometimes it does feel shorter. And as I'm getting older and I'm going through my own journey of life, I'm like, wow. I think about this before I picked up the script again. I would think about that line always.
It's so true. And I love that Stu, the narrator, talks about how he's in his 40s. Talking about what his life was like. And I saw this show a bunch of years ago. I'm in my mid-40s now. I think it's going to hit me different when I come and see it. I think it's going to really, to your point, Olivia, it does. You see the evolution of this character and you see why the character evolves the way he does. And I think you have to be that age to feel that. You can fake it when you're young, but until you get there, you don't even really know what it feels like for real. Yeah.
When I touched this script, when I was 18, I had really no idea what I was touching. And I just loved the music. And it's, a black boy as a lead.
Yeah.
I love this musical. And now when I picked it up 13 years later, I'm like, it's different. Yeah. It is different. Yeah. I'm excited for you.
Oh, me too. I can't wait.
I think so, too. I think the thing, too, that the audience is going to walk away from is really the fact that it's a strange play, right? So what I remember when I first saw it, I was like, oh, this is strange. Yeah. This is really strange. What is going on in here? You have to zone into what's being said, watching the movement, watching how it progresses, and then you're sucked in. It sucks you right out.
Without a doubt.
And you're like, So then when I came back and did it this time, I'm like, I get it. I get where he's going with this now. Yeah.
It's so great. It's so great. It won the Tony Award for Best Book in 2008, as well as Drama Desk and New York Critics Circle Awards. In the same year Passing Strange came to Broadway, another young writer made his Broadway debut in a little show called In the Heights, and that was Lin-Manuel Miranda. So there were some pretty brilliant poets that season on Broadway. These guys telling stories that seem like necessary theater because they are, and giving everybody a window into a lived experience that might not be your own. That's really the point, and that's how you grow that empathy muscle, and that's why I think theater is so important, where I feel like people say, oh, that show's not for me, it's not my vibe. I'm like, listen, everything has to be your vibe. Yeah. Sometimes you have to go and learn something, and when you leave, you might not know how you feel, but your heart's beating. That's the point, right? Okay, so are there any moments in Passing Strange that really try to bridge the gap between generations or nationalities or race? Can you think of anything specific where you're like, oh, wait a minute, this is going to change someone else's mind?
Oh, I don't know. I think that the connection between going to different countries is a strong connection there to really, it really brings everybody in, right? And I feel like that's where that ties into that. I think that's where it bridges the gap. Yeah.
Because you get to see different lifestyles in each place. LA was very constricted and confined and it's traditional. And then Amsterdam is free. There's freedom. It's just live life, express who you are, be who you are. And then Berlin, you kind of get into this world where it's almost like against what on the media. Yeah. And I think there's different experience for each place. And I think that bridges the gap to it all because you can connect to each, I think, location.
Without a doubt. Yeah. I'm also in love with the cast that you all have built and that Erica has built. So full of talent. I know a few of them personally, but getting to know new ones just makes me so excited. Shekar, you are now in LA as a musician, right?
Yes.
And your debut LP, Beautiful Pain, was released in 2019, and it's available wherever people can get their music, right?
Yes, sir.
Has it been a transition for you to leave St. Pete and go stretch your wings and now being back? Like, what does it feel like to be back?
It's honestly a full circle moment. It's such a full circle moment because I left immediately after I graduated, and I just lived and I experienced, found myself in New York, and then I moved to LA, which you still go on that journey. And now that I'm back with my favorite musical with one of my favorite directors in my hometown, it's a full circle moment, and I'm just staying present and just walking in gratitude every day.
I'm so excited for you, and I'm so glad that you're back.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I've been like, I get to go to the beach and memorize my lines. I don't have to do it at a coffee shop. Just getting my tan. Then I go to rehearsal. Then I get to play. And that's an actor's dream. And the fact that I finally get to live in this moment, I'm just staying in it.
It's so true. I talk a lot about the other theaters in this area and how often they forget. If you bring people back or if you hire local, those seats are going to fill up because people want to see the success of the people they know and love. And Olivia, you are living in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. You've been touring for years and years. And now you're back in St. Pete because you've been here for a few years.
Yeah.
And you knew Erica from other roles and other jobs that you all did together. What does it feel like to be working with her again?
Oh, gosh. I've been knowing Erica for years. I remember, and she will say that I jeopardized our friendship at first because we were in a theater class together and we were like the only two Black females in there. And I was asking her what all she was doing and everything. And she says that I was trying to be her friend so that I could try to throw her under the bus. But that's not true. No, I was not coming after her. Maybe a little bit. I wanted to see what kind of angle she was on. But she was so nice. And I was like,
well, I just want to grab onto her coat strings because she's so good and talented. I'm like, wherever she goes, that's where I want to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And knowing her, seeing the growth with her, right? Because where she is now is not where she started, but she's always been brilliant and she's always been talented and always knew that her talent, her gift would make room for her. And I knew that she would soar wherever it was that she went. And so I'm always thrilled to work with her and to see the next stage and the next steps that she's taking, the growth that she's had. So I'm always like, anytime she calls me, I'm like, yep, I'll do it, whatever. I'll be there. I'll do it.
I agree. She's anointed. There's something special about Erica that she brings an inclusivity to that I think really surprised people. It didn't surprise me. As soon as I asked her and she said yes, I just thanked Jesus that she trusted me, but also the fact that she has been nothing but a mentor and trying to teach me things I didn't even think I needed to learn just about the business of theater. She's just so good at what she does, and her heart is so wide open to give those gifts to other people.
Yeah,
I'm so glad you're both getting to work with her. Okay, last question. What does art mean to you, or how do you use it in your everyday life?
Art for me is about connection. It's about connecting to people, whether it may be comfortable or not, but getting people to think and getting people to get out of their box. I think one of the things that I like about the youth's character is that he's not afraid to explore. He's not afraid to find new things that he likes. He's not afraid to be who he is. And I think that's what art does. I think art is like the one thing that brings everyone together because it's so powerful. You don't even have to sing it in the same language it could be gaps in languages, but it touches hearts. And that's what I love about art.
I love it. Shekar?
Yeah. Art, it's something that evokes an emotion. And I think in my everyday life, it's when I'm walking down the street and I see flowers bloom. I hear the birds. I feel the wind. The car honks. I think it's not as that grand. The creator created art around us. And if we step back and just take in the moment, you will feel something. And I think being able to storytell through song, dance, painting, that's just being able to give back to our everyday life. And it took me a minute to process that. It's not as complicated as we think. It's art if you allow yourself to just be open, to be vulnerable, and to receive. You will experience art every day of your life.
Oh my God, I love that. It's so true. It's that thing that's like, why do we get chills or spingles or feeling something when we don't know why? That's the gift. The color purple, baby. That's what it is. Yeah, exactly, yeah, right. Exactly, yeah. Okay, so it's not the first time Tampa Bay has seen Passing Strange, or maybe it is. I'm not really sure. I think it was done a bunch of years ago, but it's certainly been a minute. So I'm so glad it's back. It opens on June 11th, runs selected dates through June 21st at the studio at 620 in beautiful downtown St. Pete. And in addition to seeing the show, you can also take in the current art installation, which is called Beautiful in Black. It is truly breathtaking. The amount of media these incredible artists use to create this truly, talk about chills. When I saw it getting installed, I was like, this is the most beautiful collection I've ever seen at the studio. It is so breathtaking. So please go check it out. Olivia Neal, Shakar Smith, thanks so much for joining me on Big Broadway Energy. I cannot wait to see you guys on stage.
Thank you.
Thank you
for the opportunity.
Oh my gosh, it was a blast. Thank you, yes. Dear listener, for joining us on Big Broadway Energy. And if you or someone you know would like to be on the show, email me, will you? Big Broadway Energy, all one word, at gmail.com. Until next time, friends, be kind, be curious, and keep crazy.
Bye, everybody.